This day is important for Somaliland because the people of Somaliland have built a nation from practically ashes when they came back from refugee camps in Ethiopia. And in the last 20 years, they have built their own homes, obviously cities. They have built schools, hospitals, and they have built all levels of government institutions and have had multiple successful elections, parliament, local government, and two presidential elections. On the last election, the opposition leader have won the election and the incumbent have transferred power to the winner peacefully. All of those are major accomplishments that the Somaliland people would like to celebrate today.
And yet, Mr. Noor, Somaliland is characterized as a de facto country. And in fact, the United Nations, when it talks about Somaliland, puts a quotation mark around the name Somaliland. You mentioned the successes you've had in the elections and all that. So do you think it is time now for the international community to recognize Somaliland?
It is absolutely the right time to recognize Somaliland because Somaliland significantly contributes to the peace in the region and could do a lot more if the international community recognizes Somaliland, as well as Somaliland contributes also to the economy of the region and could contribute much more if it is recognized.
To be declared an independent country, I think a country needs to be able to support itself economically. What do you have resource-wise that people can say, yes, Somaliland can become a country on its own?
That's a very good question. There are a lot of resources in Somaliland. Obviously, a lot of them have not been exploited yet. There are minerals and oil and gas in Somaliland that hasn't been explored and exploited yet. One of the biggest industries right now is livestock. Somaliland exports livestock to the Middle East and gets a significant revenue contributions, if you will. There are also very successful telecommunication industry in Somaliland, both the construction industry and some small industries that contribute, provides employment to Somaliland. Still, employment is one of the big problems in Somaliland, but the economy is growing at a very important rate right now. But it could grow a lot more if the international community extends recognition to Somaliland.
One of the issues of concern to the international community is that of piracy in the region. Does Somaliland harbor pirates?
Absolutely not. On the contrary, there are over 100 pirates that are in the jails in Somaliland. And if you look at all of the piracy, none of it takes place in the waters of Somaliland. Beyond that, Somaliland also has a coastal guard that guards not only its waters, but also in the Red Sea area, and have captured over 100 pirates and houses those pirates in its jails today. And as you might have seen in the news, that recently the United Nations also have supported Somaliland to enhance the capacity to house some of those pirates as well.
What is it like? You border Ethiopia, Djibouti, and Somalia itself. What is it like being surrounded by these countries?
James, as you are aware, the region has been marred with conflicts practically in the last 20 years. As you know, there is no central government in Somalia. There has been successive governments that have tried to bring peace and end conflict in Somalia. Unfortunately, they haven't succeeded yet. We wish them luck. We help them, and we try to, when I say we, I mean Somaliland helps them. There are a lot of Somalis that live from Somalia that live in Somaliland, and Somaliland gives them a place to stay and provide significant assistance without much support from the international community. And that is part of some of the contributions that Somaliland makes to the region. But all those conflicts in the region impact Somaliland, and it attacks the meager resources that Somaliland has. So the peace in the region would significantly benefit Somaliland as much as the other governments in the region as well.